Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
All right, welcome to the number one Bengals podcast. I'm your host, Daddy McDuke. As always, I'm joined by Dr. Hoji, the Electric Smudgy, and John Sheeran. And if you have not been following the news, and I don't mean the Bengals news, I mean the national news, you might not know that John Sheeran was invited to Paul Brown Stadium to reveal the Bengals' new uniforms. Now, John wrote a very good piece on it that you can check out on Cincy Jungle. And please do that. But we want to get the truth out of him today, what really happened. So John, I'm trying to put the pieces together from your article. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say that the way that they chose the people that came to Paul Brown Stadium to try on the new uniforms, to pose, to play football, to eat sausages. I don't remember the rest.
Take bubble baths.
The way that they when the new uniforms were leaked on Twitter or eBay, however you want to think about it, they were worried and they're like, how do we control the narrative, right? How do we make sure that people like, you know, how do we convince them that they like the uniforms, basically? That's what you're writing. And so they chose six fans who are prominent on Twitter who said good things about the uniform. And so you're like, okay, so they searched Bengals' new uniform or whatever, and they found these guys.
Right.
Okay, fine. That's clear. Yeah. And then you... And then they chose John Sheeran. So that's my question. So yeah.
Why not us?
They just No. They chose John Sheeran.
I look great in orange.
They invite John Sheeran to this event, to Paul Brown Stadium.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Blackburn is chatting with you the whole time, I think, right?
Whole time.
Yeah, John, I'm just trying to see what are you up to?
Do you think there's some hidden agenda going on here? Because yeah. You just explained everything that happened very cohesively.
Yeah, he just basically said that the timeline. You see, John, as you know, Daddy-O is a conspiracy theory addict. And so he's going to find the conspiracy theory in pretty much anything that happens. Now, I don't know where he's going with this. Is this like a Pizzagate type thing that he's trying to set up? I'm not quite sure. But I'd like to hear him out because I always find his conspiracy theories impressive in their stupidity.
Well, okay. Are the Bengals, John, are they getting free advice about the draft from you? Is that what's going on here?
They would never get free advice from me. I would always charge.
Yeah, okay. Plus, I mean, I love John and all, but don't they have guys that they already pay for that?
Right. I mean, that's just cost and effectiveness. Though, yeah. What happened was in March, there was some bozo from Florida, now looking at a certain puppet here, that has a connection with the Nike manufacturer, and he has no idea about what New Jersey's are. He doesn't know anything about the NFL. He's just trying to make a quick buck. So he gets his hands on a crap ton of these new Bengals jerseys. Again, he doesn't know that they're new. He doesn't know anything about them. He doesn't know that they haven't been released before. He puts them up on eBay to sell, just like a regular bootlegger would. Someone takes a screenshot of the jerseys. They become leaked. And then the Bengals are trying to track down this guy. He finds out he's in legal trouble because, again, he's unbeknownst to him selling unreleased jerseys. But at this point, everybody knows what the black and orange jerseys look like. And there were polarizing opinions about them. Do they look good? Do they not? Like, these look terrible on this hangar in this dimly lit apartment. That's not, it looks like it's wrinkled. It hasn't been ironed yet, or all this different stuff. Right. So there are opinions about, oh, this looks terrible. This is going to look bad. But there were some people who said, hey, you know what? When these are on the players and when they're on the field, these are going to look a lot better than what you're seeing right now. Right. And that's what the Bengals found out on Twitter when they searched. Like, they wanted to know what the feedback was. And when they found that those six fans who supported them, you know, despite this travesty happening to them, they wanted to repay that support by inviting them in a very secret invitation, I might add. They phrase it as a sort of a focus group type of situation where they would invite them into the stadium to give them, you know, whatever it was. And it ended up being they got to see the jerseys before anyone else, and they got to try them on, and they got this whole experience and recognition from the team saying, thank you for having our back when we were panicking, we didn't know what to do. And because there was that positive response for them, they were able to continue throughout their original plan and their original release timeline.
How did Florida the man get that picture and the jersey? How did he have access to it?
He must have known someone. So, like, the jerseys are manufactured in wherever Nike makes the jerseys or whatnot. And he has a connection with
a sweatshop,
whoever works there. Yeah. So he has a connection there, and then he pays for those jerseys, and then he then resells them on eBay.
You know, I think the real story here is the importance of Bengals Twitter to Bengals culture, because I don't think every NFL team has that. That Twitter is such a major part of fandom. I mean, there are other Twitter. I mean, I know Brown's Twitter is pretty active too.
Yeah, but well,
Bengals
John,
Twitter to
John
me
just
seems
said,
like a real exceptional thing, John, right? Because all the influencers, the major influencers, they were Twitter people.
Well, John just said there's like a focus group, but it was a free focus group because it was on Twitter. Focus groups cost a lot of money.
No, you got it all wrong.
It wasn't an actual focus group. That's just what
it was
they
like a one. Look, yeah,
look,
like a
Daddy. You're seeing it completely in the negative light, but look at it like this, man. Most teams wouldn't have invited anyone. They brought these guys out. They treat the fans like you know, family. They spend all this time with them. I mean, that's kind of a big deal. That shows that they care about the fans. Most teams, when they come out with a new uniform, they just come out with a uniform. That's it. Here's the picture. Go buy it. I thought this was really a cool gesture. And we got to see the people we love. And the coolest part is that our own John Sheeran was wearing number 9. That was the coolest thing. I'm looking at the picture. I'm like, who gets to be Bird? Yeah. And of course, it's John.
Of course, it's John. Yeah. He's the brains behind the whole thing.
But, he's the brains.
So guys,
he's a cancer.
A cancer in the terms of the not. He's a very good addition to our show.
So no. I don't think he's. No. I mean, he's a cancer sign. So people love him. He's a water sign. So people take to him. He has a smoothness about him that people are drawn to.
Well, you know who else people are drawn to is former Saturday Night Live alum Luke Noll, who is going to join us right now to talk about the new uniforms.
Yeah.
Hey, Luke.
What up, my sweet puppet boys and John? Whoa. Which, Luke. I honestly, I'm not sure if John is also a puppet. If so, it's
theories are being passed around. Luke, is that where you take your headshot? I love the black light in the back, the studio lighting you have there.
Currently, I just came back to Cincinnati because my parents are double vax, so I can't kill them anymore. So I was like, I'm gonna come visit them. So this is our guest room in my basement. Really good stuff. Really learned a lot about myself down here.
I love the lighting. I love the Tron. You have the kind of Tron lighting going on. Makes you a very beautiful setup there.
I shoot for Tron. Yeah. I shoot for Tron. Yeah, and I miss and I land them
high, high standard. Yeah.
So guys, look, we're talking about the new uniforms. I said I was the first person to say how good they looked. Remember,
they're
I told
great,
Emily
they look
Parker.
Great.
Yeah, and you could tell, you could see the sign of relief on her face when I said it was good. They decided to roll with them. But that's okay. Yeah. We're not good.
When
we're
it comes to all things fashion, Daddy-O first.
Yeah. Yeah, look, see, I'm the only one who's actually dressed for the occasion of doing
that. What are you talking about? Are you not seeing the tigers on my shirt?
I'm wearing a pancake shirt?
Wow. This is not a fashion show?
Yeah. The Bengals were considering putting this pancake stack on instead of the Paul Brown signature in the collar. They almost put a pancake stack.
Wow.
That makes sense. Yeah, because that is a very, by Cincinnati standards, that's a very nutritious breakfast. It's something that we should all.
Food group here.
It's better than eating Geta.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our state bird is ranch. So, I bought a jersey right away. I'll say it. As soon as they came out.
What color? Wait, Luke, what color?
So
And which player?
So I was debating. Usually I will treat myself to usually I go a jersey per year, right? And then I kind of look back on my jersey collection, and that usually whoever I decided to get that year, it will remind me of the sadness of that year and about how it is a bummer. Like one year I got a John Ross, I got a number 9 John or a 15. What was his first number? 15. I got his first number, and I was like, why did I do this? Why did I think this was going to be good? But I got the new black home jerseys. I got like the limited dish Higgins jersey.
Higgins.
Yeah. How about you, John? Who's your first jersey going
to
be?
Oh, I actually didn't get one. I was able to get one for a family friend, and I gave him a black Burrow jersey, but I did not get one.
I wanted to get a Bates. They did not have a Bates.
They're not going to have Bates until like September, I think, because they started producing them back in like October, and it takes a while for them to get all through.
I can't wait to get my Sewell jersey.
So Hodge is going to get a Sewell, yeah.
You're going to customize that?
Yeah. Why not? Panini Sewell.
So yeah, I am going to wait a little bit to get my jersey. I like to get, so here's the thing. I like to get jerseys.
Are they going to make these in McCarran, or is that over with?
But that's what I was going to say. Retro. See, I like to get jerseys of players who are no longer on the team. Like last year, I got the Jeremy Hill jersey. This year, I got I'm getting a Ryan Finley of the old uniforms.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
I need to ask you a question. And excuse me, John and Luke, this will just take a second. I was reviewing the files. Now, as our fans know, our show is distinct in having both a Hall of Fame, the Daddy and Hoji Hall of Fame for Bengals players, and also having a Hall of Shame. And I was looking through our files to see who was in the Hall of Shame. Of course, Jeremy Hill is in the Hall of Shame. Carson Palmer, Hall of Shame. Makes sense. And I came across a name in the Hall of Shame that surprised me. Chris Collinsworth. Why is Chris Collinsworth in the Hall of Shame, Daddy-O? Why would we do that? I don't even remember putting him there, poor guy.
Why would you put Carson Palmer in the Hall of Shame?
You can talk to Daddy about that. He felt very strongly.
He's actually been inducted. He's been inducted 3 times as a Bengal, as a Raider.
So it takes. There are two members in the committee of the Hall of Fame and Shame. It's me and Daddy. We vote.
Sure. Yeah.
One vote gets you into either one.
Sure.
But if you get a Hall of Fame and a Hall of Shame vote, then it goes into committee. It's very complicated, and we play hopscotch. Whoever wins, that's the person who gets to pick which one they go in. But they still couldn't get it, Daddy. Why Chris Collinsworth in the Hall of Shame?
Chris Collinsworth, he doesn't really support the team on national TV the way he should.
Right.
That was my issue.
I mean, I feel like pretty much everyone other than Boomer outright on the Bengals on TV.
Yeah.
And I think it's one of those things where I think that's fair. I think like Carson Palmer being mad and demanding to leave. I think in the moment I was like, screw this guy. Get out, you know. But then now years later, looking back, I'm like, yeah, no, I totally get why he was upset and why, you know what I mean? Like I can't judge him for not wanting to waste his time.
Well, he did try to convince Burrow not to play in Cincinnati.
Well,
that's a rumor, part of that unsubstantiated.
What are we talking about? I thought we were here for the jerseys.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the jersey. So
we're off-roading.
We are riffing. We are riffing. Riff. And speaking of riffing on your current sunglasses, or the experiences you've had with sunglasses, losing them, breaking them, having them just melt in your hands on a hot summer day.
That doesn't happen. Please don't pronounce it the wrong way.
It's time to make your outdoor experience better with... And I received a note about it. So I'm going to say it correctly. Kanen sunglasses are made exclusively with polarized lenses for optional clarity.
Optical.
They're made.
It's optional. It's optional.
No. It's optical. It's optical. Do you know what polarized means, Daniel?
Yes.
Not a polar bear. Okay. Has nothing to do with ice caps. Go ahead.
They're made with Japanese optics that make their lenses clearer, lighter, stronger, and Italian handcrafted frames that are impossible to scratch. Yeah. So use the exclusive code KanenCast15 at Kanen.com to receive 15% off your first pair. KanenCast15 Kanen, clearly better. That's all I was trying to say when you mentioned the riff. I thought of that. What I want to say is that I am all for waiting to buy the jerseys for the appropriate price, you know? So
I don't think they go down.
No, you have to give your mind to the NFL because it's such a nice organization. And they're so sweet to their players, too.
Yeah, especially poor Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hey, if there's anything that the players have earned, it's, you know, after spending their careers, you know, melting their brains out of their ears, we cannot give them health insurance anymore. So we must give them our money, and we have to do it quick.
Talk about being vindicated. It's like poor Kaepernick was like, hey, guys, I think police brutality is a problem. And everybody's like, what are you talking about? And then like 2 years later, we're like, oh, yeah. It's a huge problem. If only we had listened to Kaepernick.
Don't worry, that one cop got in trouble, so everything's fixed, guys. It's all done. So. Bengals to the Super Bowl this year.
Bengals are changing their image. And one thing I've gotten out of this whole thing is they don't like when you say negative things about them.
No more negativity. That's the note we got.
Good vibes so, only.
D&H Sports, all positive.
No more negativity. Nothing. Can I clarify something?
Yeah.
When I say that Mike Brown is cheap, that's not being negative because I am cheap. It's like when OG says, for instance, that Glenn Close recycles her own, you know, human waste.
Which we both do together.
And that's a compliment to Glenn.
Or like joking Phoenix, you know, only uses like fruit that falls off a tree on its own. Yeah.
Joaquin.
And I'm like, that is weird and disgusting. But Hoji, when he says it, he means it with good intentions. It's the same thing when I'm talking about Mike Brown being cheap. When I think being thrifty, cheap means
you change the terminology.
Frugal. You know what I mean? Yeah. Economical.
I mean, do you guys remember that documentary? Do you remember that documentary about Ben Franklin with that mouse? And how smart he was, and how he founded America because he was cheap.
Time out. That was a cartoon. That was not a documentary. Okay.
No, cartoons are documentaries.
Yeah, they are to him. They are to Daddy-O's level of. Yeah. Right.
You can have cartoon documentaries. Hello, OG. We are 20 something century. Yeah. Look.
The Rescuers Down Under is a famous expose of Australian
wombat
poaching.
The underbelly of Australian crime. Yeah, everybody,
But what I'm saying, guys, what I'm saying is this country was founded on cheapness. And that is why because they treated John, they treated our golden boy. They treated him with the dignity and respect he deserves.
Right.
So I am going to
They gave
stop.
Him the number nine.
They gave him the number nine. And once they saw the jerseys look good on John, they were like, maybe they will look good on the players too. They don't have the physique of John, but it's something
close. John, you kind of look like a football player.
You're a big boy.
You do.
At the end of the day, though.
Very tall.
If the stereotype is that Mike Brown is cheap or whatever it is, then redesigning the jerseys is like the best thing that the Bengals can do for an easy cash grab. You know, I'm surprised that they're not releasing a new jersey for people to buy as often as they possibly can. You know what I mean? Like don't get me wrong. I was ready for a redesign. And I think
the old me would have said paying the graphic designers would outweigh the cost of buying new uniforms when your team's not that popular. But the new daddy would never say that. I'm not going to measure the Bengals, their moves by finances anymore. I'm just not going to do that.
Hey, we've been spending money in free agency the last two years. Have. These Zach Taylor Bengals, we go out and we buy people that immediately get injured and don't contribute to our team at all. We like to spend, baby.
We like to spend
and not get anything in return.
You know, you're really not compromising on that middle name of yours, Luke.
Yeah.
I like to speak the truth, baby. I want to get all these players. I want to let them cash a paycheck. And I do not want to see them take the field.
Okay. So look, before we embarrass ourselves further, because we know the whole Bengals organization is watching, John, why don't you say something that doesn't make us look bad?
Action. Smart it up.
I was curious about you guys' opinions on the jerseys. That's why you guys like created the show in the first place. I thought that's what the whole point was when we've talked about everything but the jerseys.
Yeah. Stay on topic, video.
Well, okay. I already said I love the jerseys, John. You remember?
Which jersey do you like? They were too
crowded and complicated before.
Mm-hmm.
All the different lines and all the different colors.
I hate lines and I hate colors.
The B, get rid of them. What does the B even stand for? Bengals. That start with the B? Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
But nobody else knew that.
Well, it didn't look good.
And the newest stripes, they're much bigger. You can see them from far, like people like me that are nearsighted. I can see the stripes now.
Yeah.
And they look more like football jerseys instead of, you know, Halloween costumes or something.
I also like
the new orange. I like the orange. I don't like the neon orange. I like the darker
blood orange.
Angry, jungly orange. Yeah.
What do you think of those white orange pants though?
I'm okay with
it. I was indifferent in the beginning when I first saw them, but I'm coming around to them now. I think they actually do look good with the orange and black jerseys.
I was about to say, I feel like if I'm seeing it paired up with something, I might like them more. But just seeing the picture of that orange jersey, I was like, this seems incomplete. This seems like they needed to turn something in last second.
It has a very modern, chic aesthetic, the new jersey. I really like it. I like the numbers, the font for the numbers, that 9, those numbers, the way they curl up like a World War I handwritten letter from France, you know.
When you guys heard that the Bengals were redesigning their jerseys and stuff, did you immediately think, like, I immediately jumped to, like, how are we going to have, like, digital alarm clock numbers like the Tampa Bay redesign? Yeah. I'm like, what's the worst possible things we can do and just jam all that in? And I was pleasantly surprised that was not the case.
Exactly. I like this classy modern kind of, it's almost like a Calibri font kind of thing going on. I really like the numbers. Yeah. I like the simplicity. I disagree with you, Daddy. I thought the old uniforms were among the best in the league, and now they're better. So what are you going to do? I mean, they're really great.
I don't even know what other uniforms look like. I'm just comparing them to other Bengals uniforms. And the last ones, in my opinion, were the worst Bengals uniforms.
Wow.
That's my opinion.
I disagree.
Before this one, especially when you consider the best uniforms were right before that, the 97 to 2003 with the tiger on the side. Those are the best ever. And so they take that and they downgrade significantly. Downgrade. But now, you know, I'm just happy they didn't put like SpongeBob memes on the side and try to appeal to
the generation. I would have been cool with like a doodle bob on the arm. Would have been pretty rad.
I'm happy with the way it is, really. I really like it.
Was it Goodberry on Twitter that posted like a zoomed in on the Bengals, like that they had like the option for the jumping tiger? And I was like,
let's clear the air there. Those were concepts that they were considering, but nothing that was on that picture or around that is what they actually is what they're doing or is in their plans.
Right. Why? I wonder why print that off and have it like sitting adjacent to the new jersey then? You know, it's like we want people to see that these are things we're not going to do. It's like, okay.
But, yeah. Like that whole room was like designed as like a museum, I guess, of like the whole process. So there were classified renderings of what the jerseys could look like that we weren't allowed to show, but that was basically like a physical representation of everything that they considered and everything that came into the process.
It's kind of like
I'm really happy. I'm really happy they didn't do the white tiger thing, because as we've talked about on the show, a white tiger is not a healthy tiger. It is a mutation, and they do not live long lives, these white tigers. They're in high demand because they look quote unquote cool. Well, imagine being in constant pain the way a white tiger is. That's not cool.
Or a Bengals.
Or a Bengals. Yeah. We are basically the white tigers of the NFL. It's true.
Guys, okay. That's not the kind of vibe I'm going for anymore.
Good vibes only.
Yeah.
Good vibrations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excitations.
But okay. So I think we can honestly say, like John said, I think it's a lack of imagination and the kind of the nature of social media world where people saw that orange one on the hanger, bad lighting, not wrinkled. The guy didn't even have a tie on, whoever was wearing it. And it was just very sloppy. And and then we see them on our beautiful, beautiful players, of course, and John.
John.
We see them wearing them. And they're running around gloriously, catching footballs. And everybody all of a sudden is like, I love these things.
I love
like, this. This is why we have them making decisions and not us. Because if it was up to us, honestly, have you seen some of the designs that people propose? They look like cat scratches or something for the tiger stripes. And it looks, there's some weird ones out there.
Social media team
and
did
you know, Hoji wanted them to wear like the makeup and the fur and the whiskers, you know, from the Cats movie. Yeah.
I wanted to do an homage to the Bengal tiger with full makeup, go more cat, so to speak.
Go full cat and kind of.
I want to change it from a roar to
have a butthole. Have to edit out the buttholes. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know if buttholes will pass NFL standards, but if they do, what is a tiger without a tiger butthole?
Here's what I think is kind of the tiger, though, because I feel like so many fans and stuff were like flooding Twitter being like, is a throwback jersey or something like that? Is it one of the old looks on the table? And I know that they came out and they're like, maybe in the future, but not this year. It's not really something we're going to do. What I think is weird is like people were griping about the helmet, and like they came out and they're like, the NFL's very stringent rules about making sure we only have one helmet. But then I'm like, there are other teams that do throwback jerseys where their helmet changes. Like
the so Packers. The difference with that,
I think, yeah,
it's not an NFL issue. It's actually a player's safety issue. So what the yeah. rule is,
oh, that they can't use leather helmets from the 19 teens.
No. What they can't do is they can't change the shell. So I talked to Emily and Elizabeth about this and said, did you guys want to like actually paint the stripes instead of having like those stickers on them so you could actually paint it white? And they said they didn't want to do that. So the teams can only use one helmet and they basically paint over the actual shell. If there wasn't that rule for player safety, yeah. the Bengals could also have a white helmet where they wouldn't have to paint over it.
No white helmet. Right.
But
white
what helmet about means like white the Green Bay Packers yeah. where they have the all blues in a blue helmet?
That's paint. I think that's just paint.
Yeah.
Well, then why aren't we doing that? Oh, sorry, I'm dropping.
He just hard. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be angry, Luke. It's okay. You are just speaking the truth. Yeah.
It's okay. Well, it just seems like a non reason to be able to have an alternate thing. It's like, oh, other teams do it, and Luke, the argument now is that they don't care.
Let me summarize. Other teams paint them, but we cannot.
Yeah, we choose painting.
Yeah. Well, we cannot because we choose not to.
That is the answer.
I think the important distinction is other teams can do it because they want to, and we don't want to.
But I will say I'm glad that for whatever reason they're not doing it. Again, sorry to keep bringing this up, but it means no white tiger, because if it's a white jersey but the orange hat, perfect, right? No white tiger. Yeah. Uh-oh. John just dropped.
We don't know if the rule's going to change or not. We just know that the rule's in place right now. That's why they're not doing it.
Right.
Well, remember Antonio Brown looking for a jersey that fits him. Yeah, he was looking for a helmet that fit him for like 6 months. So, you can't keep switching helmets. It's going to be a mess. Everybody's going to be an Antonio Brown. Yeah.
If there's anything that the NFL is famous for, it's caring about player safety.
Can I ask you guys an honest question? Do you ever get the feeling that no matter what the Bengals do, the non-Bengal world puts us down? Like,
oh yeah.
We come out with these new uniforms. Any other team would have come up with them, you know, like whatever. It's like, oh, they look, you know, these non-Bengals people, oh, they look the same. We want to get
the worst
Chase.
Was they were like,
they're like, why would you want to get Chase? We want to do Burrow. Oh, what are you going to do with Burrow? You're not at the level where you deserve a guy like Burrow.
No, it's a lot of people, honestly,
go ahead.
We come out with the new uniforms and some fans are like making jokes about how, you know, Burrow asked for a new line and they say, oh, we got the new line of clothing, the new jerseys. Like, no, we did get Burrow a new line. It's the same line, but it's a new line because it's a new day.
You are
we have
so
new jerseys.
Bad. You are we have so new bad jerseys. At being positive.
I'm trying really hard. I'm trying.
Yeah. Good, it's good very passive
only,
aggressive.
Good are you guys?
It's very
Look,
passive
okay.
aggressive.
Hey, we're not draft done. Joe Burrow we have the draft. Again. We have the draft coming up, and we have all these picks we can use on offensive line. It's going to be a new line, new jerseys, new day. Who day? That's I haven't said who day for a very long time. So that's probably a good place to stop.
Right.
Jeff's all right. Gonna die. it's gonna be so sad. Oh no!
By that,
but we're gonna
listen,
look
Emily,
good doing it, guys.
Listen,
you look good.
Emily and Elizabeth, great. Please, Emily, Elizabeth, Mike, guys. What Luke meant is he's eventually going to die, not for football reasons. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Luke.
And be reincarnated.
And John Sheeran and Dr. Rajiv Dalekar-Ismoji. I'm Daddy McDuke. Yeah. Don't forget to subscribe. Leave a 5-star review. That is all we have for this show. We'll see you next time. So long, this weekend. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.